Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when you hear that jingle, it actually makes you want to kill yourself. Welcome back to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today and turn your love of sports into your new side hustle, unless you've been betting on golf this summer. My God, dude.
I have good news.
Do you?
Yeah, it's the last regular season event.
Thank God, dude. Players start limping next week. Bro. Is it FedEx next week?
Next week is the start of the FedEx.
Holy cow, dude. We are limping in. I'm sweating here in the studio, not wearing pants.
Pop the top.
Today. Yeah.
Pop the top.
We're getting close, dude. We're getting real, real close there. Boom, that's just the boxers for everybody. But yeah, man, I have lost a lot of money this summer. I'm probably going to be way too honest because it's hot as shit in here today, but this has been a brutal summer for
golf. We'll get it all back this week.
We sure won't.
That's the lovely part about golf.
We sure won't.
You only need to hit like two or three a year.
I'm looking at one of your picks right now, and I know you're not going to get it, but...
Oh, I will. Are you kidding me? He's due. He's due.
Let's talk about the Olympics first, kids. We always go with the bad and then the good. And the bad is because we lost again. Scotty Scheffler.
I don't know if I lost that much money.
Scotty Scheffler?
Well, Scotty won, but I'm saying my top 10s and top 20s.
Oh, yeah. Check it. Check it real quick.
Probably look at that before I...
Yeah, before you came on air today. That's fine. No worries. We can keep the single on me here.
Mm-hmm.
I always say the same thing about the Olympics, that it doesn't matter who you are, what country you're from, you're proud to win a gold medal. That was clear when Scotty Scheffler won, burst into tears and all that other stuff. And I love it. I love golf in the Olympics. I think it deserves to stay there. And it's a great event. What did you have last week?
It was great. I had a Victor Perez top 20. I had a Højgaard top 20. I know that for certain. I think Ryan Fox might have snuck in as long as Guido. But yeah, I think I did okay.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple top 20s.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really going to make a dent. I'm looking at my bookie account right now. God, this is brutal. Absolutely brutal. And look, it's not a shock that Scotty won.
It was, because I think you could probably get him Sunday, like 75 to 1, 80 to 1.
But
he was that far back.
Because he's number one player in the world, going into it, yeah, Scotty Scheffler was the favorite and whatever. Like, as an American, we hoped that he could do it. And then it got to the final day. He was so far back that you were like, well, me personally, I don't know about you, I didn't live line Scotty at all.
No, because Rahm was at 20 under.
I know. And Scotty ended up shooting a 62 on the final day. So
Rahm,
like,
shat his pants.
I didn't touch any of the live lines because I thought Rahm was going to win.
It happens. But we're on the Sedgefield. We're on to Greensboro, North Carolina.
I was just there. I was just there not long ago. I was unaware that there was a golf course there. There's not much in Greensboro, North Carolina.
It's going to be a sog fest. It's going to be raining tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
And Friday.
That's right. So my parents called yesterday that hurricane's going up through there.
Yep.
I don't know that they're going to be able to play any of this, actually.
Probably not. Maybe not Thursday, Friday, but Saturday, Sunday.
Has a tournament ever entirely washed out before?
I don't think they can for this because they'll have to play it out to, for the last playoff spots.
Like
guys are playing this week, like Jordan Spieth playing to try to make the playoff.
Okay, yeah. Because I looked at the forecast. We've got some deliveries and all that other stuff going out of there for Hard AF Seltzer, and it said it was going to be raining for the next 6 days in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So, shit, if they're able to get this off, it would be a shocker. What isn't a shocker, though, is who you pick first to win this.
Oh, of course. It's our guy.
It's your guy. I'm not doing him anymore.
We're going with the Illini because Hard AF
exactly.
is the official Hard Seltzer. Of the Illini.
Of the Fighting Illini.
Thomas Dietrich, I mean, he played well at the Olympics. He was fine. 47-1 to win this tournament. Come on, he's due. Then we got JT Poston. Hasn't had the greatest year, but he's the kind of caliber player that should be able to win this tournament. 58-1. And then Taylor Moore, I really like this pick at 62-1.
Okay.
$100 there. Top 10 on Denny McCarthy at plus 450. And top 20s all on Matt McNeely at plus 210. Andrew Novak at plus 280, Webb Simpson at plus 320, Justin Hadley at plus 550, then Bud Cauley at plus 650.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I'm going to do some spiteful picks this week.
Do it.
I'm so pissed off about golf this summer and how much money I've lost. I'm going to do some spiteful picks. You want to hear the first one? You're always really good at actually guessing my picks before I do it.
I just forget who's in this field. are you going Sungjae?
No. Okay. Sure.
Sungjae's a favorite.
He sure is. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. You know what I'm doing?
Speed.
It's for you. No, it's for you. It's for you. This week, it's a spite pick. It's a spite pick.
Some of the I hate.
Some of that you love and you still believe in. Okay. I don't believe in, but.
Oh, Cam Young.
Yeah. 27-1. Cam Young.
He'll get it done.
Because they'll play one round.
I won't even be mad.
They'll play one round, and Cam Young will win because he doesn't have to actually play
right.
in a real tournament. There's going to be so much rain here. This is the one he finally breaks through on.
It'll be like
everybody's going to be like, fuck you, dude. This didn't go a full 72.
It'll be like Pebble with Wyndham Clark.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It'll go 54 holes.
Yeah.
That's what this is going to be. That's what's going to happen. And then I'm going to go with another guy who's got to do some damage here to try to do it. Jordan Spieth at 34-1, just because he's 34-1.
Take him.
Hey, we're going to do it. And then I'm going to go back to the well because you keep going, Dietrich. I'm going to go Akshay again. At 32-1, my boy Akshay.
Is he your boy? You constantly rip him.
I hate him. These are all spite picks this week. Okay. That's it. That's all I'm doing this week. I've lost all of it. I need college football to start tomorrow. I know it's burning. It's fucking burning like Minneapolis over here. I'm just not real fucking happy about it. And then, so what's up next week? The FedEx Cup?
Yeah, so we're in Memphis.
Oh, walking in Memphis. Mm-hmm. You think Mark Cohn's going to play the opener there?
Yeah, he's booked.
Good. He should be every single year.
Is he alive still?
Yeah, he's alive. I'm a fucking Conehead, dude. I'm a fucking Conehead. I follow him everywhere.
You'd be locked in. You should know.
I am. And yeah. He's definitely still. He's more alive than Jimmy Carter right now.
There's no chance.
He's singing. He's on stage. He's singing.
Jimmy Carter's building a house as we speak.
Tell the audience one more time who your picks are.
Give it to us one more time. Thomas Dietrich, 47-1. JT Poston, 58-1. Taylor Moore, 62-1. Then top 10 on Denny McCarthy at plus 450. Top 20s on Matt McNeely, Andrew Novak, Webb Simpson, Justin Hadley, and Bud Cauley.
Yeah. Who is Bud Cauley, by the way?
He's just another dude.
That's the first time I've heard that name this year. There's a lot of names that you post, and I'm like, who the fuck is that person out in the world?
Like, he was a name, I don't know, 7 years ago, and he's kind of been in the wilderness. He's slowly making his way back. He kind of came up with like that Spieth group, like Spieth, all Smiley right. Kaufman. That group.
I like the name. I can get behind a Bud Cauley. You know, I can get way behind a guy like that and party with him. All right. My picks one more time here. Cam Young for his first ever PGA Tour victory.
Wouldn't hate it.
27-1.
Might sprinkle it right now. Actually, no, I'll put the bank account on Cam Young. Yeah, I can't stop, but he's not a pick. So.
All right, Akshay at 32-1, and then Jordan Spieth at 34-1. This guy's got to find some life, or this could be one of the saddest stories to me. I don't know what happened to Jordan Spieth. He's played awful.
Yeah. It's in his head.
How many majors does this guy won? I mean, he was one of the very best in the world.
He won three really quick.
And then it seems like he's never played another round of golf in his life. It's very, very bizarre.
He's the golden child. No, there's just a lot of talent.
I love
PGA Tour has never been more talented. So,
yeah, look, I love him. And golf in general. And I love, you know, watching it, obviously. And this is a serious question to end it here. I'm assuming this field is smaller because people were just in the Olympics and they couldn't fly back.
No, those people. Like, Dietrich was in the Olympics. He's playing. Højgaard's playing. There's a bunch of guys. It's just more... it's guys that need to either strengthen their position for the FedEx Cup or try to make the playoffs in general.
Okay. Because, you know, to me, when I'm looking at a field like this, like that jet lag over from Paris to here, you just finished 2 days ago and then boom, you're going to be back on a golf course in North Carolina for
Christ's
sake.
Yeah, who doesn't love that?
Oh, man. And this rain and everything. Have fun, kids. Have fun.
What's Greensboro like?
There's nothing there. We got a flavor house there. That's about it. I mean, when I got off the highway, I was like, oh, okay, here. And then there's a gas station and then who else?
I'm a fan of Greenville.
I know Greenville.
ECU.
Yeah.
East Carolina Pirates stand up.
Yeah. But, this one, very small town. I'm assuming the golf course is nice because they got a PGA Tour event here.
It's old.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Goes with the town. And everybody in North Carolina, stay safe. If you are betting on this, I don't even know if you're taking our advice anymore.
You got this.
Yeah, I think so.
We're gonna nail these.
Cam Young, we'll see. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Make sure to enter that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And again, turn your love of sports into your new side hustle. At least football's coming up, dude. Daddy's on fire for that. Can't wait for that to start in 2 weeks-ish. Yeah, shit, 2 weeks.
Nah, you can keep
it. Week
zero.
No,
you can have
football. You liar. You've already bet on UCF.
To win the Big 12, yeah, but that's a hard pick. That's not logic.
You're already going to games. You're already in the stands.
Well, I'm going to the TCU game because it's up the street.
Yeah, you're already in the stands.
And I just want to see my friends.
I get it. You're already in the stands. We're all in the stands. We're all getting ready to rage. We appreciate you tuning in, kids. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.